you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, Bi Brigade. Here at Bi Guys, we want you to have amazing sex, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over 1 million men, and it's clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off, and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing a little too soon. There's no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex. Guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Everybody here at Gas Digital's been trying it. Everybody loves it. They've been lasting a little longer and giving the men and women in their life the time of their lives. So you can see what the buzz is all about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all of your sexual and wellness products, from specially formulated arousal gels to supplements and more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So just go to promescent.com, that's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com, and there's no promo code needed. They're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So just go to promescent.com, and they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. Let's get back into the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own Bi Guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bi Guys. The Bi Guys. The Bi Guys. The Bi Guys.
Bi Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hey world, it's your old pal Ian here with another hot fire episode of Bi Guys with the best intro in the game. Game is spelled G-A-Y-M-E. And I am so excited to be here. I'm sweaty and my dick is heavy. And I'm fucking sitting next to Zach ready for the attack. And he's back.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man.
It's been a good week. I'm excited.
It's been a great week.
We're having a hot run.
We are having a hot run. And it's hot because I'm sweaty, too.
You made 11 minutes today. Is that the new record?
I got here in 11 minutes today. New record. Yes. It's fucking jamming out to Blink-182.
Yes.
Better Which album?
Friends.
I was listening to Dude Ranch on the way here, too.
Yep. Were you?
Yes, I was.
Shut the fuck up.
I was listening to Dude Ranch on the way here.
What song?
Dumpweed.
Okay, I was listening to Josie. Yeah, my girlfriend takes me home when I'm too drunk. That's awesome.
Look at us.
Dude, look at us synced up like our fucking periods are together.
Look at us.
Yes. I love it. That's awesome, man. I am so excited for today's episode. Dude, I get so giddy on Thursdays. I do. I woke up early. I put sheets on my bed. I didn't put them on last night. I slept on the couch. I was up till 4:30 eating gummy bears, watching murder confessions on YouTube. And, this guy breaks down the psychology behind everything. It's fucking crazy. Anyway, I made my bed this morning. I went and got
I was eating pickles and reading about Japanese child murders.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, we're kind of on the same thing. Murder. Up late eating.
Yep.
What kind of pickles?
Whole dill pickles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had pickles and slices of turkey because I'm trying to be better.
I had prosciutto last. I had slices of meats, too.
Come on, deli
Holy
meat.
Shit.
Okay.
This is fucking wild. And, you know, have you ever heard of the pickleback shot?
Yeah, of course.
That originated at Bushwick Country Club up the street from me. Reggie was the bartender. It's the original pickleback place. They use McClure's pickle juice and a little bit of hot sauce.
Okay.
Shout out Bushwick Country Club. The last time I did coke, I woke up naked in the bathroom with another woman doing coke off a Metro card. And she was banned from a bunch of bars in
the neighborhood. That sounds like a good time.
Oh, dude.
Which,
wild.
By the way, I don't know if I could interject. I thought I was going to get a formal introduction because I was stuck on you saying you're walking around with a heavy dick.
Uh-huh.
And you blast out to Blink 182. I pictured you as a Weezer fan. Did you like Weezer? Push the little daisies.
Fuck with the Weezer.
Those are one in the same, I would say.
Yeah, like that's right.
What? Are you stupid?
They're not mutually the same. They're not mutually exclusive.
No, what I'm saying is the fans are one in the same.
No.
You wouldn't say?
You're off base.
That's me being ignorant. That's what I thought. I thought they were all come together. I put a Blink 182. I wouldn't even throw Sugar Ray in there. I just thought that would be better.
Dude, Sugar Ray. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, I would just clump those all in.
Weezer has become
fair shit.
Weezer is our generation's dad rock.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
What is our generation's dad
like
rock?
Our old. No, our. Like
Jonas
us,
Brothers.
Our age.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, I would say like our, like this Weezer current. Would be like dad rock.
Totally.
At this point.
Yeah.
Like bring a frisbee.
Yeah.
Smoked pot for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah. Totally. Hang out cornhole beforehand. Right. Dad rock. Stinks.
Yeah, that shit was never
Yo,
fly.
I Every fuck time with I... the Blue Album and Pinkerton. Everything after that is suspect.
Oh.
You're talking about Weezer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only song I remember is Push the Little Daisies, and that song used to make
push
me irate.
Daisies?
Irate.
I don't remember that
what
song.
What is that's sing mean. Push the Little Daisies?
Push the Little Daisies and make a
I
come
think
up.
That's
what?
Weezer. Maybe I
what
got the wrong artist.
That? What? I...
That's Ween, not Weezer.
Oh. My bad. I bring the dirtbag shit
you.
Heavy. Ween, Weezer, alligators, crocodiles, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans.
It's all the same,
and I don't want to be near any of them.
Let's introduce our guest.
But that's confident. You say you walk around with a heavy dick, man.
I do. My gal says I swing dick.
Whoa, hell
fucking
yeah.
Confident.
Fuck, man. Because
I got
girls like
that
shit. So you're confident. If you walk around naked, you're right with your resting dick.
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. I fucked a gal at my buddy's wedding, and we're still friends to this day. She wouldn't care. Shout out Nicole Amy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last name.
Dude. She rules. And after we banged, I went out on her balcony at like 5 a.m. and took pictures of me naked.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette, and I sent them to my friend.
Were you drinking the night before?
No, totally sober.
Oh, totally sober.
Totally sober.
And heavy dick.
Heavy dick.
Wow. You know, now, post-fuck dick is pretty good soft dick, though.
Oh, yeah.
Some it's, of the best.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
post-fuck dick
drinking.
Is
yeah.
post-workout body.
Yeah, you got
you're
the little
pumped.
Swole.
Yeah, you're pumped.
You're kind of like chilling like this.
Yes.
With the towel over you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's like soft, but there's still veins.
Yes. Oh, totally. It's
yeah,
the
that's,
best
that
time.
Walks in the bathroom, you're confident.
Uh-huh. And double confident if you still got your sneakers on.
Oh,
yeah. Sick.
I stay fucking in my sneakers.
Your checkered
no,
band.
You don't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. Yeah, with knee-high socks.
I love that visual.
Baseball
scarf. I guess your pale white legs.
Uh-huh. My little chicken legs. Uh-huh. Covered in tattoos. Uh-huh.
Ian's sneakers are like his sexual past. Checkered. Or men's.
And dirty. I should have just let Zach have that one. Anyway, dude, I'm so excited for our guest. One of my oldest and dearest friends. I have known you since I started comedy.
That's right. And
yes.
We did a lot of shithole gigs together.
Oh, buddy.
I took you around the black and Puerto Rican circuit.
Oh, dude. You were my in to the black and Puerto Rican rooms when I moved to the city.
Yo, Ian looked exactly the same except that his hair was much longer and extra curly.
Uh-huh.
So the face was the same. Hair was draping down on his shoulders. It looked like cup of noodle hair. Yeah, cup
Beautiful.
Of noodle hair. Yeah.
Yes.
And he was just always enthusiastic. A lot of fun. He used to rip at those shows, man. We
I
had
know,
a good time.
Dude.
You were in New York for like 6 hours, ripping and running
yeah.
all through the Bronx and
yeah,
Brooklyn. We had a good time.
Fucking awesome,
a lot
dude.
Of shit shows, though.
So many shit gigs,
shows.
Dude. So, dude, one time Sergio took me to a gig for, oh, fuck. What is that? Black disease?
Sickle cell?
Sickle cell. It was a sickle cell benefit. If it's
show. Not gonna say poverty.
and they had
Crime.
A not a buffet. They had a buffet.
They had a buffet.
How do you have sickle cell awareness, but you have chicklins and fucking pork shoulder and oxtail for
it
dinner?
It was fucking wild. You look horrified, Savannah.
I'm just following. I'm following.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting ready to write a report on us.
No, I'm doing that. I'm writing an op-ed right now.
fucking, so that'll be a good way we finally get some fucking press. Dude, it was a sickle cell benefit fucking in like Jersey City. And before me and Sergio went up, they tried to change rooms and there were old people on walkers, little kids running around. Remember that? And before we went up, they were like, we have an announcement. And some like kid got up and was like, I'm dying from sickle cell anemia and I need help. And every day is a struggle. And now
you guys ready for some comedy?
We're going to start the comedy show. Here's Ian Finance. And I had to fucking go up and just be like, hey, everybody.
That's exactly
it was
right.
Fucking wild.
On top of that, if I remember correctly, it was a clean show. And yes! They told us like 2 minutes beforehand.
And we're dirt bags.
Yeah, we're dirt bags, you know? I mean...
We got nothing clean at the time.
At the time,
there was nothing
clean. Especially
if
you throw that wretch in the plants 2 minutes before we go on stage.
No, of course.
Yes.
So now like a black priest comes up, he's like, no, you're not going to be Christian Amasu.
Uh-huh.
And it's not just kids, it's kids who are dying.
Yeah.
And then like the older ones with like the hats. You know the old lady... The black lady church hat.
Yep.
Like, no, you're not going to curse on my
you
show.
Really can't
uh-huh.
curse.
Come on,
not when there's a hat. Yep. Not when there's a hat.
And dude, they're getting up to the buffet while we're fucking doing comedy. You know, oxtails falling on the floor. It was a fucking blast. The best part of shit gigs is a ride home.
Yeah.
When you're both like, what the fuck? You know?
I don't know. Did you get paid?
Yeah, we got paid.
Okay,
Sergio always took care of me.
One time at Zinc Bar, you and Mark DeMeo, you gave me a pack of cigarettes. Sergio always hooks it up.
You hosted the shit out of that show.
Yeah,
I was like, there you go.
Yeah.
America spurts for you.
And I'll give you a half-hour workout session.
Exactly.
And we also have the wonderful, the fantastic Gabby Bryan.
Hey.
Joining us again.
Huh?
I'm back.
Again.
Yes, you're back.
Yes, so last time I was on with Diego, and now I'm back.
Yes, you're back.
Yeah.
And you've brought with you a Gabby Bryan kind of lookalike.
Okay.
Whoop, sound alike too. Perfect.
High praise.
Savannah?
It's just that we're blonde.
Devroe.
So close.
Devoix.
It's French.
It's French for sure. Should I help?
Desormeaux?
Yes.
Nailed it.
What?
Nailed it.
Wow.
First try.
There's a lot of E's, there's a lot of A's,
there's so
a U and
many
an X.
Consonants.
There's an E.
There's an E-A-U-X even.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's pronounced.
Oh.
Yeah. I get it.
So
if I was a cartoon and a speak bubble came out and I went, oh, it would be E-A-U-X.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
With that face, come on.
Okay. Hey. Sunday comics.
You are a homo.
Fucking hell. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Of course. We're both bisexual.
Anytime.
So
yes, I'm glad you
shoehorned
that in.
Yeah, well, you have
gotta
to.
Gotta shoehorn.
But we're like... you know, two girly bisexuals, which does make one kind of butch lesbian together.
Which just means you guys are fun and living in 2021. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Yeah. So we both went to college.
Yeah.
We went to art school.
Yeah. We're theater majors. Yeah.
Yeah. We've made out with girls once.
I've eaten pussy. All
yeah,
right.
Same.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Relax.
How do you get yours eaten too?
Yeah, you have to.
Fuck yeah.
If not, how dare they?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Then I would start hating women.
When did you guys start eating pussy?
Both in the same month, I think.
Whoa. Is this like a recent revelation?
We fucked each other.
We fucked each other. No.
That would be
January of this year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think I was April.
Now, are you saying I am definitively bisexual or are you just like, I fuck around, I have fun?
I would say both of those.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Hell yeah. Welcome to the team.
I like that was in January. Like, that was the New Year's resolution.
Yeah. I know.
Start the year off right.
I'm going to work out more and eat pussy.
Right. Yeah. The pandemic affected us all differently.
Yeah, right?
It was gay conversion camp.
Now, have you always been attracted to women?
Yeah, I've always been kind of amping up, but I just haven't found the right pussy, and then it just happened.
Was this someone you knew, or was this like a hookup?
This was someone I had been like kind of making out with for years, and
then finally.
Oh,
that's great.
And then we both had boyfriends, and then we both broke up with the boyfriends, and then ate each other's pussies.
Now, are you two dating?
I hate hearing you say the word
no.
pussy.
No, yeah, it's scary. I'm
Please
sorry.
Stop.
I'm from New Jersey. It's
yeah,
a hard
just P say,
and U.
Just say pussy.
Say box.
Snatch.
Yes.
No, we like went out a couple times, and then I was like, no, I'm not really.
Yeah.
Beat it, Dyke.
Yeah.
I just realized I hate gay women, so I went back.
Yeah, I know. There are a lot. Wow, that's great. And how about you, Savannah?
It was sort of a similar thing where I had had like little, what I thought were friend crushes for so long, and then was just waiting for the right person. The sexual attraction didn't happen immediately for me.
Right.
In general.
To the now,
but it was just like more
guys...
like a rush of like, I need to be friends with this girl.
Ah.
And then I realized later what that was.
I know so many girls that their like first lesbian experience happens with like a friend that they've developed an emotional thing towards.
Mine was a goddamn stranger.
Yeah, that's how it is with guys with me, except I had a thing for 11 years with a guy from my hometown.
Oh, that's fun.
But it was a lot of hatred afterwards.
Oh, sure.
A lot of coming and then going around being like, he's a fag. And then, like, you know, tried to kiss him, and he was like, get off me. He was queer. Like... And I was like, I love you.
Oh, my God. If I had a nickel.
What?
I don't know why I picture you with that same exact shirt, like riding around riding your bicycle around this house.
Tricycle.
Oh, my God.
A tandem
bike. Did you cruise it?
No, I've cruised before. Yeah. Cruising used to be my favorite pastime, but...
Does cruising only happen in a park?
No.
Can it happen anywhere?
Yeah, the Penn Station bathroom. Fucking.
I definitely had a dude try to cruise me, and I was walking around with a pit bull. I was like, he either wants to rob me or fuck me. And he kind of gave me the eye. He was persistent. I was walking around with a big-ass dog.
Ride you or fuck you? Same thing?
Rob me. Like, either take my goods, but I didn't have anything
to
that
rob,
he would want.
Except that pit bull.
Or the pit, right? And he was definitely cruising, man. I was, like, flattered.
Did he say something?
No, but he gave me the eye. He was like... You know, like the eye. Mm-hmm. And then it was like.
Was there a vibe?
There was a vibe, but it made me feel very uncomfortable when I was walking with the pit bull, like, come on, let's go.
Bite him, bite him.
I only have one question.
Get him, girl.
Why were you walking your pit bull in a gay bookstore?
Why was I out at 3 a.m. at Chelsea Market? Right?
Yeah.
The middle of
Chelsea Market.
Looking for me.
I wish lesbians had a cruising scenario.
Well, I have a joke about that, about glory holes. Like, they exist for men, but they don't exist for women, which I think is unfair.
Yeah, well, how do you fit your snatch into a glory hole?
I know, it'd have to be like a glory seat.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'd have to sit on the end of a massage table.
Yeah.
You know, where you put your face through.
This is legs.
Yeah.
Glory holes seem like a lot of fun. Ian, have you ever been to one?
Yeah, dog.
Really? Are they just peppered around the city?
Yeah. Yeah, I should make a glory hole app.
You really should.
Yeah.
And you have no idea who's on the other side.
No, you do. Like, you cannot know if you hang in the booth for a while, but you stand outside and, like, you make eyes at someone, and then you both go into the booth.
But why wouldn't you just fuck then?
Because you can't. You can fuck if your dick is big enough through the booth.
No, I mean, if you see each other, why don't you just fuck?
It depends how deep the sheetrock
is. I think
people
are into the idea
of mystery.
The anonymous fucking whatever.
What
but you can meet up and leave together. There's nothing stopping you
hold hands,
that. Or you can, like, pull your dick out in the porno section of the store.
Oh.
So are they usually at porno stores?
Okay. They're all porno stores.
Really?
Yeah, in the back of every porno store.
Really?
Shout out Blue, shout out Rainbow Station, 21st
Places that
8th.
Still sell DVDs. That's not really what's up.
Yes,
paying the rent.
And they've all got Indian guys at the desk that judge the fuck out of you when you walk in.
But they also sell drugs at a lot of, like...
Interesting.
Maybe, I don't know.
I always wonder how those DVD
the big
stores
one,
survived.
You know the big porn store that used to be right next to Port Authority?
Yeah.
And then the haunted house was in the same building, Times Square.
Yes.
Oh, that's where the old LOL was.
Yeah, the same building where LOL was. My friend was a security guard for that haunted house, but it was the same owners, and they said, "Hey, we're short somebody a security guard for the porn store." So they bring him down. He's a bear. He's like a 400-pound gay guy. He could not be less intimidating. The second he speaks.
Yeah.
But he's also enormous, so it's just like, don't talk. And he goes down, he's in the porn store, and they put him literally on a, like, in an aisle, and they're like, you stand here. And he didn't know what his job, he thought his job was like theft prevention. And a fucking crack dealer comes in, and it was his job to mind the line.
Whoa.
And the guy paid off the cashier. And people came in, bought crack, and it was his job to stand there and make sure nobody got out of line. So then the crack dealer comes over to him after he's been working like a couple hours.
Hit him off a couple of hundreds?
No, he goes, what kind of piece are you carrying? He goes, what? He goes, you've been down here this whole time? You don't have a gun? He's like, no. And he's like, he goes, listen, I'm going to go send somebody and get you a gun right now. And he goes, how much money do you have on you? He's like, I don't want a gun. He quit that night.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But like that porn store legit, like, that was like...
That's genius on the crack dealer's part.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's private. Yeah. You know, everyone is it's a location meth, that everyone knows.
And like crack is huge in the gay community, so it's like perfect. Yeah,
it's and it's already a place the cops aren't like.
Exactly.
Yo, one time I walked upstairs at Rainbow Station, and I go in the back room to be like, let me check out what's happening here. And there's just the grossest looking, like almost like homeless guy just jerking his dick off, like limp dick on the couch. And sure. I'm like, I get a fucking. Make some changes.
If you buy a lot of crack, do you get a DVD for free?
Yeah. Of your choice.
Yeah.
So
it's not like going to the dentist. They like open it up, have a little prize for you.
But they don't have the DVD in there, so then it makes you go back. Yeah. And then you're like, I gotta get more crack. That's a good system. But yeah, I mean, like it's all they got porno screens in the booth, so you can watch whatever you want. So you're not going in there like a lot of times. I wouldn't go in there explicitly to get my dick sucked. I'd go into like. Jerk off and then
watch
have guys watch me and I'd be like, yeah, I'm the fucking man, huh? You know,
that's oh, so sure. cool.
Yeah,
I don't believe you. That's like going in the like fridge it. And like I just want a snack and like I just want some carrots and then you see the ice cream and then you're like,
yeah. You just
exactly
start sucking the
doing.
Ice cream stick.
Yeah. 10 minutes later, you're covered in ice cream.
Dude, one time I got this guy to suck my dick and after I came, I didn't know what to do, so I put my fist through it. I was like, hell yeah, thanks, dude.
And we're like the knuckles pre-COVID.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
That's a scene in a movie. That's
yeah,
fucking
dude.
Amazing.
It was fucking wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you say? Thank you.
I know. Pinky you don't know promise. What to say. And after I get blown and I come, I always giggle. So I'm just like anonymous in the booth like, thank you.
That'd be hilarious if I'm like shopping for
they're
porn
like, never
in
mind.
Aisle and I hear your laugh coming from the back.
Right?
I'm like, just I know that laugh.
Cackling like, Ian?
I see a silhouette
oh,
of your
head. Bro, dude, yo, I like... Before I was out about this stuff, you know, I used to fucking not wear a costume, but I wear like a disguise going to this place because I was so afraid
like
of people
over
seeing
your
me.
Because you look like a disguise already.
Shit. Fuck off, Sergio.
It's a disguise over the disguise.
So that's what she just said.
I know.
So
I missed that.
That's because you're on your phone. Fucking. I would get so nervous about getting recognized or whatever. And dude, one time I would, because there's a Salvation Army next door. So I would go there. That's where I got this shirt. Like,
thrift.
I, you know.
Okay, thrift queen.
Go there. And I, yes, bitch. And dude, one time I got recognized by like a dude that likes my comedy outside. He's like, what are you doing here? I was like, I'm Salvation Army. I'm shopping. I'm not gay.
I'm a shopaholic.
And dude, one night I saw a comic at like 3 a.m. by this park on 8th Avenue. And me and a guy just got done jerking each other off. And I'm like, so full of shame. And he's like, dude, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm being a friend uptown after a spot.
Who is the comic?
I'm being my true self.
Yeah. Hold on.
Are you going to write it? Yeah. All right, you can tell me later. I just thought it'd be funny. Like, when you add a name to it, just make the visual.
Yeah, I
want to
know.
Wait, this is like... the person you saw or the person okay. who you... gave a handjob to.
This is the person I saw. The guy I gave a handjob to.
It was anonymous.
But no, I knew
I
who he was.
Know.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Oh, really? Yeah, no one does.
you killed him.
But that's his credit.
But
caught Ian cruising. You may have seen your next comic at a public park at 3 a.m.
Who also wasn't cruising.
Maybe, yeah. He just got done jerking a guy off, you know? We're like,
both just like coming from a spot, yeah? Cool.
Or that Spider-Man meme pointing at each other.
Before apps, there used to be a telephone service, and you would leave your location. So, like, my old manager was a real seedy gay dude.
Uh-huh.
And he worked for another combo, like a talent manager.
Uh-huh.
And, the floor above them in their office was empty. And he would literally call this answering machine service and be like, hey, I'm going to be in this building, this address, this floor, the men's room between these hours. And dudes would just show up.
He'd and be like, you third could, stall.
Yeah, and you would leave
and
your
location. And
just hope
that he was good looking? Like, how did that work?
Yeah, wow. Just, it was completely like... a free for all.
Yeah,
that's pre growler or pre whatever people use.
Squirt. Yeah, scruff.
Grinder.
Yeah.
I like growler.
Dude,
growler.
I would go on
that.
Growler for bears.
I can't. I can't go on Grinder anymore because I get. Well, first of all, I'm in a relationship and I'm done being gay. I'm fucking. You know, it's like my Bowie face. Anyway, so I fucking. had to stop going on there because I was getting like recognized. Like people were like hitting me up. They're like, "Dude, I heard you on this podcast. Hey, I saw you here. You're really funny." And I'm like, "I'm just trying to get my dick sucked."
Yeah.
And yo, one guy was like, "I always see you chain smoking on the block." And I was like, "I'm done. I can't."
Oh my god! Last time, that's so funny. Last time I did this podcast, I got a DM the next day and was like, "I loved you on Bye Guys. I always see you at your coffee shop." Blah blah.
Oh my god!
And I was like,
"Oh my god, dude! Shout out everyone listening to Bye Guys. I'm fucking getting stopped more and more. It fucking
find
rules, dude.
Find me at my coffee shop.
Yeah. Dude, follow Savannah. You'll get a lot of followers.
Hell yeah.
Here, let's take this opportunity to do plugs then.
Yeah, let's do
it. Plug it up.
Sergio.
What do you want people to get eyes on?
What
social
got,
media,
dog?
Dates,
you
know, projects?
I got a podcast, a DBS podcast.
Yes.
New York Centric is gritty. We talk about recovery. I got a lot of fighters on there.
Yes,
it lends
so
itself
fun.
To... Yeah, a bunch of different platforms, but it's very New York. It's a lot of fun. It's gritty. So check that out. DBS Podcast, the acronym stands for Dirtbag Shit.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But I got to keep it at DBS for sponsorship.
Yeah.
Sure. It's great. You got that new studio, right?
Yeah. Sound Lounge out in on Fifth Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Fifth Avenue.
I love the idea of no one knowing that it's Dirtbag Shit and you get a sponsorship from like Pamper.
I love that. What else? You got dates coming up?
Yeah, so I'm working with Chris DeStefano and Giannis a lot, so I'm on tour with them.
That's such a perfect matchup.
Yeah, Chris is a lot of fun. You know, Chris books me because I also slap the shit out of potato chips when he holds them. I'm like, bah, now we're working out.
Yeah.
So it's a benefit for him. So, we got a lot of different shows coming up, and they've been mad fun.
Yeah, dude. I love that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Savannah, what you got?
Oh, you know, I'm these days bravely on social media.
Good for you.
Thank
Not
you.
Many people are doing that.
No, for sure. So my handle's at Savannah DESO, since no one can pronounce my last name.
Yeah.
And then I have a weekly show on Monday nights. And I have dates coming
What's
up.
What's the deal
September.
With that?
It's a show called Cherry on Top at an ice cream shop. It's cute as hell.
Oh, that's
People
fun.
Eat Gowanus. Ice cream. It's in Gowanus, obviously.
Wait, hold on. Did I used to do... Nah. Okay, never mind. There's like I think there was a show at like an ice cream shop or some shit in Gowanus years
it's
ago.
It's the same
it's
one.
Probably that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh my god, I fucking had a meltdown there one night.
Okay.
Holy
meltdown,
I was trying to get a tape and I just flipped out and I just started shit talking the booker. I was like, I'm fucking hopping through hoops for this dumb bitch and she doesn't give what the fuck is a point.
Oh, I love that.
Anyway,
that is the vibe.
It's a great show. I did it.
It is cute.
Always fun.
It's on a roof
yeah.
until it gets cold.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What you got, Gabby?
You can follow me Instagram, Twitter, @GabbyIsBrian.
Can follow you into a coffee shop.
Follow me into a coffee shop. Murder me. I want to die. I have a show at The Stand called Guess What? It's Wednesday. I'm changing the name.
Oh.
Now,
to what?
I did come up
Gabby.
With the name, so
you
the
did.
Name is perfect.
So sorry. I'm changing it to Gabby's Little Show.
Oh, that's perfect.
Fun.
Yeah. So I'm not locked into Wednesdays anymore.
Nice.
And I'm on YKWD podcast.
Yes.
I have my own podcast called Unabashed Podcast.
Aww.
You're in the podcast industry.
I'm in the pot. That's
what
how Ian and I met.
Yes. Right. And I love doing YKWD.
So fun.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
I got to come back on.
You
I gotta
got
to. Bobby. Or I'll hit you
hit
up.
Hit me up.
Yeah. Cool.
And that's it. Bobby and I have a new serious show coming out.
No way.
Yes,
what
which
is
really
it?
Really fun. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it yet.
Okay. You can tell us later.
I'll tell you later.
Gabby and Flabby.
I'm Flabby somehow.
I'm so happy for you. That's great.
And that's it.
Hell yeah. Zach, what you got, dog?
Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out the show on the network. Real Ass Podcast. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight. And Catalyst Wrestling. And Catalyst Wrestling comes back to New Jersey September the 17th. We're going to be in Jersey City at a venue on Erie Street. Look at my social media. Come check it out.
I want to come.
Absolutely, please.
That sounds fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
I am so excited. I have so many things to look forward to. iAnimal69 on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. Obviously, Bye Guys on the network. Oh, man.
Ooh.
I have so many fun dates coming up. This Friday, I'll be in Pittsburgh with Jeff Ross and Dave Attell doing Bumpin' Mike. Saturday, Tarrytown, New York. And then Monday, August 30th to September 5th, I'm doing Stellar Vegas, Rio. If you're in the area, hit me up. Let's make it happen, Cap'n. I'm so excited. I've never been to Vegas.
Hell yeah.
You know, if I went when I was drinking and drugging, I'd fucking die out there. I'm sober. I'm living another life. My gal's coming.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait.
Your girl is, you guys are adorable together.
Thank you, bro.
You guys been together 6 hours. I'm not sure if it lasts 8 hours.
Ah, you motherfucker.
It's pretty fly.
Thank you, dog.
Wait, how long have you been with this person?
About a month.
Oh, okay.
But I've known her since like April.
And I heard you guys are in the market for a bucket hat together.
Yes, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. Anyway, okay. Oh, I'm so in love. Okay. So, she's my little baby.
You should get married in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, we already said we're not getting married in Vegas.
Okay.
And then we're like,
cool. We're going to get married.
But we looked into it, and it's like all the prenup shit and the contracts is a lot. We're like, we can't deal with this right now, so we'll get married later. But
right.
Okay.
I'll probably get her name tattooed on me in Vegas. Anyway, so
cool. That's better.
I have so many fun things coming up. Sorry this is taking forever, but I'm going to be at Moontown Comedy Festival September 22nd to the 25th. And then I'm on the road with the great Dave Attell every weekend in October. Detroit, Columbus, fucking Appleton, Wisconsin, and then Skankfest. When is that?
November 4th.
Fuck yeah. I'm so excited for Moon Tower and then Skankfest because Austin. I've always been like, I'm going to eat so much barbecue. And yeah, man, I'm just happy to be alive.
Gonna be good times, buddy.
That's what I'd like to plug.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Last time I saw you, you were just talking on stage about dating your new girl, so I'm so happy that you're in love.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so nice.
What's her name?
But I put her on my Instagram and she gets I made her put her profile private and she gets so many requests from weirdos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's hilarious. Got it.
But thank you, man. I appreciate that. It's so we were in Philly and strangers are coming up to us and we're like, y'all so cute. Look at you too. You know, it was like really nice.
They were Hasidic Jews. Yeah. I love
Chinese.
You too.
Put on this wig.
Yeah. But
yo,
no,
now that
it's
you
great,
mentioned
man.
Hasidic Jews, I felt like I haven't seen one in a long time. Are they still in New York?
Hasidic Jews?
Yeah, lucky you, pal.
They are out and about.
I hate to tell you, buddy, your rent is way past due.
Yeah, I gotta get to Brooklyn more often. I'm in Brooklyn tonight. Maybe I'll see a couple.
Yeah, what part of Brooklyn?
Sort of step foot in Williamsburg.
Doing what?
I got a show out there.
Oh, me too.
Corey Fernandez show.
Corey Fernandez?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Remember him?
Yes, dude.
Corey's a comic that moved to the West Coast. He was in that movie Cop Out with Bruce Willis.
Yes.
He was the Puerto Rican gangster.
Love.
Horrible Spanish.
Yes.
His Spanish is worse than mine.
Yo, bro.
He's like, hola.
I met him through you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm doing his show.
He came down to the Laugh House with Michael Blackson.
Yeah.
That was fucking, oh my God, that fucking guy. Anyway, that's awesome, man.
Yes.
I thought we were in the same show. I'm a tiny cupboard.
Okay.
You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going
inside
or outside?
I don't think that's in
Bed-Stuy. I don't want
to. That's Bushwick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
Okay.
You sound really enthusiastic about it.
It's fun. It's just outside.
I know. I thought I had tonight off, and then I remembered that. I'm getting like $10, so I'm like, all right, whatever.
All right.
But fucking...
I heard you're in the market for a bucket hat.
Yes!
Yeah!
I am. Okay, you got to let me try this bucket hat on.
Oh, fuck.
Because
Oh, that looks nice. Actually.
Yeah,
it's a good
it's
one.
Nice and airy.
That looks
the
floppy.
The thing is, it wasn't easy to find the perfect bucket hat. I bought one online. It was too small. I bought another one. It was too big.
Well, that's because you got a misshapen head.
Yeah, man, I got a weird shaped head. Maybe I don't know. It's pretty.
So I'm going to Vegas, and I want to get a bucket hat. Should I FaceTime her right now and be like, "Do you like this?"
Because yes.
I sent her one last night. And she's like, "Eh."
Are you looking for plain black or are you looking for like some sort of pattern?
I don't know.
Oh, that looks good, man.
It looks really good.
I kind of like this.
You look like Dreyfus.
Yeah, you look like Richard Dreyfus in Jaws.
I kind of like this. If I get this but in tan, it's over for you hoes.
Yeah. I just bought one from Bushwick Yacht Club, which is a hilarious name. I just wanted that on a hat. Great bucket hat.
Oh, for sure.
What's
the material? I found the bucket hat that works.
Like canvas.
Okay.
Not like that.
Hell yeah.
So you can wear that in cooler weather too.
Yeah, it's like a fall bucket hat.
I recently got one that's very thick and leopard print.
Yeah.
So it is also a winter hat.
You also have a bucket hat that says I like shrimp on it.
Yes, I do. I made myself a bucket hat on Etsy that says I like shrimp.
I feel like the leopard one, that's very like oops, I did it again era.
Exactly.
Fuzzy pants.
And it should be paired with a fuzzy pant.
What about a fuzzy bucket hat?
That's something.
Those
I'm
are
not
fun.
Jamiroquai.
Yes, you are.
What if you were, though? Stay with us.
If I get one in tan, my grandfather used to wear bucket hats, and I'm turning into him. This is a shirt he would wear. Anyway, shout out, Poppy. You've been dead for 20 years. I love you. Right. Anyway.
He listens to the pod.
So he listens heaven. To the pod in heaven. Yeah. But I want to get one for Vegas. Where'd you get this?
I got to hit up my wife. She got it for me.
Where do I get
shout
this?
Out
in,
wife.
Where do I get a hat like this in the city? Before
I've
Monday.
Just never seen one with that sort of like material.
That's nice.
A really a nice
this
one.
This is yeah. nice. And it...
I'll find out for you.
Your wife
okay,
loves
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Just can you send it to us too?
Yeah, just make sure you Venmo
put us in
me.
A group text.
That's
you look
cute.
Like you're going to warn a van full of teenagers.
Now you're like, now you're
not,
like
to
go, not to go
I
to
don't
a
know
camp.
You look like a gay sailor in
a tragedy happened the year before.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I can't support that, but flip it back down.
No, flip up just the front.
It's okay, this is Peter Pan. This is Peter Pan.
It's reversible?
Yeah, like put it inside out.
Oh, God.
Yo, check out. See, this is the drug addict in me. When I found that there was a little pocket in there, I'd be like, I like that little pocket.
Yeah.
I like the little pocket. My daughter looked at me. She's 9 years old and said, why do you like the little pocket so much? And I was like, because I like to hide stuff. She said, what would you hide?
I like that.
And I was like, you're breaking up. I can't talk to you.
Advil. You can put your Advil
right.
in there.
Advil.
Advil.
She totally caught me out there. I was like, oh, I can hide stuff in here. And she said, what would you hide in there?
Like Cheez-Its? Like, I don't know. Shut up.
There's really nice Grateful Dead Nikes that have a hidden stash pocket in them.
I love stash pockets.
They're fun.
Rawcone just came out with sandals that have a stash like inside so you can't like even if you have them on there's no way somebody that searches you could find it.
I have my eyes on a scrunchie right now that is just a pocket.
I just said those words to Alec right now.
No.
Advertise that and I'm like I want one.
Now it's going to come up on our Instagram ads.
It has a little zipper in it?
Yeah, it's just a little zipper.
What would you put in there?
Chapstick first and foremost.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then
heroin.
Molly.
Yeah, I immediately think of drugs. I'm like, what
no,
kind
of course.
Drugs are you putting
I'm thinking
there?
About going to concerts.
Dude,
with
I have.
A scrunchie.
Yeah.
Molly goes in a scrunchie.
Molly goes in a scrunchie.
Molly goes in a scrunchie.
Because there's nothing worse than, you know, you're trying to have a good time, go to, you know, I don't know, an event, a concert,
right.
and then
the
you're worried about
the
drugs. Yeah. The other day, I went to Summer Stage, free concert, Slick Rick was performing. I had a fucking
Slick
weapon
Rick.
On me. I had a baton, like a police weapon. I'm telling my wife and my daughter, I have a weapon on me. I can't. She's like, just keep on walking. They didn't search the bag.
I love
why
that.
I'm walking around with a baton? I'll tell you why. Because there was a shootout on my block the day before yesterday. This neighborhood
is
shit.
This town
I'm
is going
like
to hell.
I'm imagining like a twirling baton. I need you to
know. No, you mean like
in front of the parade? Like,
like that.
Well, you mean the one that like extends,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right, gnarly.
Snaps out to like 2 feet.
Flip it up like that.
I just quit.
Like a little
cutie patootie.
Yeah.
Sounds like a baby.
No, you got it. Text Liz right now and tell me where you got this. I got to get
this.
I'll
do it later.
Okay, fair enough.
You yelled at him for being on his phone before and now
right.
you're like,
now
you're
yeah,
right.
yeah
you
I
want to
know.
Encourage
I
that
was
behavior?
Sending Liv. I was sending Liv all that. I'm like, you like the hat?
Yeah, when it benefits you, then I can use it my phone.
I took, true. I took Kevin Iso's hat last night. He was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But it's too small because he got a pinhead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shout out,
fucking, dude, I want to get one of these, but in tan.
Do it.
Do you think I can get
wait,
one before
I
Monday?
Actually,
if I go to Journeys?
Wait, how does it fit you now?
Journeys.
Is it
yes.
too big or too small?
Or Zoomies.
It fits yeah. perfect.
Okay, then you need a large. That's a large.
This is a large.
Yeah, I got a medium. In the crib.
All that yeah. brain.
Yeah.
yeah.
All
smart
that heavy
girl.
Brain. dude, I'm going to... You want to go to Journeys with me after this?
Damn, I wish I had an extra one to give it to you, to gift
day.
It to you.
Hey, Bye Brigade. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. Guys, you know Blue Chew. It's making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. And here's the easy thing. It's an online prescription service. So that means you don't have to go to a doctor's office, there's no weird conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It gets shipped right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. If you don't like swallowing pills, fantastic. They're chewable. Are you a racist? Don't worry. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's easier than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a great deal for our listeners. You get to try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, at checkout. All you pay is the $5 shipping. So that's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS, and you're going to get your first month of chewable tablets free, just $5 shipping. And we thank Blue Chew so much for sponsoring the podcast. Now let's get back into the show.
I know.
We've been through so much together.
I know, we
have. He came with me to buy an illegal snake in Pennsylvania in the summer.
Okay. Yes.
What? An illegal
he came with me
what
to
kind
buy
of snake?
An illegal, a Burmese python. The invasive
I've been thinking
species.
About getting a snake, not joking. You're I want seriously? A ball python.
Oh,
I have
tell
nine
you,
snakes, and
he,
I may be able to sell you one.
He is autistic okay. for snakes.
Okay, say more about that.
See his face? See his face? Look at him.
It's
kind of
like a snake, to be honest.
I have a snake
How
tattoo.
How many snakes do you have?
I have nine.
What?
Yeah, and my yard connects to this yard. I could take you guys.
Dude.
So a little
can,
snake
can
tour.
The snake sort of just slither over here?
Maybe I can
if you let them out.
Yeah. Listen, he's a fucking snake king of the Lower East Side.
Okay, snake lord.
So okay, like Tiger King.
I found one online, and because I don't like driving, because I'm a city boy.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
I said, Ian, come with me to pick up this snake. He was like, sure, dude. And yeah. he drove the truck out there like this.
Palmyra, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yep. And we were like in Trump land.
Yep, during the pandemic. You took me the first Wawa I went to during the pandemic.
Ever?
Oh, that's special.
No. But
I was going to say.
I've never been to one.
It was my first time out of the city during the pandemic. First time in a car.
We didn't know if we had COVID. We're like.
No, dude. We're like mask in the car.
You're like holding your nose.
Insane. Yeah.
And you didn't smoke that whole car ride.
Yeah, he did. We stopped like five times.
Yeah, dog. Come on, DBS.
But it was funny because he was paranoid about COVID, smoking cigarettes. He decides to smoke by, you know, in Pennsylvania, all they do is sell fireworks in every vacant lot. So he's smoking fireworks by fireworks. He's smoking his cigarettes by fireworks. We get the snake. It's like a drug deal, right? We meet in an empty lot. It's like a hand-to-hand
sale. The kid brings his dad. The dad's so disappointed.
Looks racist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, the dad wouldn't even look at us. And the kid's like, I got the snake for you. And Sergio's calling him ahead of time. He's like, do you have the snake? Is everything okay? But you'd use code word because it's like
illegal. Yeah, he would not admit
what's
that he
was selling. What's the code word?
He was like, yeah, you're going to pick up that garter snake.
Oh, because you're not allowed to get
still a snake.
Python.
Yeah, because
I thought
Burmese
it was gonna be
python.
Like pineapple.
Yeah.
No, he was
like
using this
word.
Like a different type of. Every
How
time I said
old
Burmese,
is this kid?
The kid was in his 20s.
Oh, okay. I was imagining
like a
9-year
kid.
Old boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not a kid.
Take the snake.
Yeah, just holding it by his neck.
Take it.
Although I once bought a snake in the middle of the winter off of some crackhead in West Nyack, and he comes out of his apartment in the middle of February holding the snake like this, no scarf, no jacket.
Not
like,
even
that's
for the
a
snake, no
creature.
Scarf.
And he's like, here's your snake tweaking. So
amazing.
What do you do with these snakes?
I think that I want a pet snake, but I don't want to have to feed it live mice.
You do frozen thaw right next to your frozen pizza. You can have the rats.
No, I don't think I can do that.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's what always stops me from going forward with the ball python.
Yeah.
Are those legal? Those are legal. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then this motherfucker makes you go to Red Hook to pick up an aquarium.
Yeah.
I'm moving there.
She's going
Oh,
there.
No way.
Yeah.
It's a great area.
I love it.
Dude, during Hurricane Sandy, I had a car and I was delivering food to different places that got like power and shit.
Oh, you're saying.
We had to go to the fucking projects. It was wild, dude. We'd have people go with us in case we got held up. Like delivering
really?
Food. Yeah, it was fucking crazy. I can only imagine what a fucking shithole it is now. It's a fucking De Blasio city. Anyway.
Okay,
oh,
let's
dude.
Get political.
Yeah.
Liv texted me. She goes, you look like a kid going on a safari.
In a good way?
Yeah, but she said it looks good and I should get it. You're the man, dude. Thank you. I'm going to get it.
I feel like you're going to steal my hat.
I'm totally going to steal your hat.
Yeah,
dude, yeah, you were like, it was Father's Day, and you're like, you want to go to Pennsylvania to get a snake? I was like, absolutely, dude. And
yeah,
it was
father and
so fun. Yeah, truly. It was so fucking
daughter.
Fun, dude.
Yeah.
Father-daughter day
Father,
at work.
Daughter, yeah.
And then, oh, yeah, this was when all the fireworks were
Sergio's
going off.
Sergio sitting in the car like, Ian's been in this rest stop for an hour and a half.
I was upset when Ian first came out to me. We were eating burritos. I was mid-burrito. Hey, dude, I gotta tell you something.
He put his hand on the back of your head?
No! I there was no indication. I've known Ian for years. We're at the New York Bakery, Little Mexican Hole in the Wall right there.
Hey, we saw Judah.
Yeah, I'm eating, I'm midway in a burrito. He goes, I got something to tell you, dude. I'm like, what? He said, I'm bisexual. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, all this fucking time, you never try to fuck me.
I was offended. That's every one of my friends' reactions.
Okay, so it's an unoriginal reaction. No wonder you don't like me that
they're
way.
Like, that's beautiful. They're like, dude, I'm so happy for you. Live your best life, but don't try to fuck me. Or they'll be like, have you ever wanted to fuck me?
No, I was offended by it. There was no indication. Like, he never looked at me a certain way.
There, no, I've never been attracted to a friend. I've always been attracted to girlfriends, but never attracted to a guy friend.
Yeah.
So you're safe with me if you want to have a sleepover. But that's hilarious, dude. Yeah. Yo, do you want to hear my funniest coming out story?
Yeah.
I really thought you were going to say funniest coming story.
I'm on a Ferris wheel. And, dude, so, all right. I could say this because we're out about it, but you know,
you like to drop names, Bob.
Huh?
Yeah.
The stories are funnier when you say a name.
I agree.
Totally.
So keep up the good work.
Yes. And dude, I learned from Ari when he did his special and he mentioned the woman with like one arm and he said her name and didn't bleep it out. It made the story funnier, but also when he got backlash, he just totally ignored everything and went away in like a week instead of like issuing or whatever. Oh, and that dumb bitch, when she made her response video of like, this hurt me, she wore a shirt that was like queer and proud, or like she put every fucking layer of like identity and victimhood into her thing people be like,
can I say something about that real quick?
Dude, what?
So many people I know over the last 2 years have just been adding on titles.
Yes.
There's a chick that my wife used to be friends with, who we're friends with online, and I've watched her go from, and she, you ever meet somebody who just constantly has like fundraisers for themselves?
Oh, like GoFundMes and
like
shit?
Like GoFundMes for like their rent.
Find, oh, those pieces of shit. This chick's apology and look at her shirt.
This girl went from single mother, and then it was single mother of child with autism. Then it was queer POC, single mother of child with autism. And then
she's really tagging it up.
Is all on her business card?
Her new one was disabled, queer, POC, something else, child of mother with autism.
These people are fucking
and
hucksters.
This has been like 2 years. This, like, she just keeps adding shit.
Well, it's just funny because she was all of those things from the start.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's assume. Was she? These people are fucking hucksters, and they use these things to try to pull at our heartstrings.
I don't know what that word means.
It's all about money and power.
Yeah.
What does this word mean? I've never heard this
hucksters.
Word. Hustler?
Yeah.
Fraud?
Same. Okay, got it.
Yeah, J-Lo? Like a fraud, like a snake oil salesman. Somebody that exploits shit
that
to fucking get your money.
As a woman from the bayou, I get snake oil.
Yes. Yep. That's what these people are. They're fucking disingenuous fucking losers. Anyway.
That reminds me. Ian has an incredible Cajun accent. Do you remember you doing this?
Oh, yeah.
It was so impressive to me that I was
we talked about that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I was giddy over it.
Do it.
Can you do it? I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I like to get crawfish from a little big boy now down on bayou. That's right. I've been going down on the riverboat. We gonna go to Ladue County. That's right. We got Savannah, Dubois over here. My name Peter LaFontaine. Now, y'all.
You sound like Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder.
It's a little bit of Simple Jack and a little bit of black and a lot.
You sound like my uncle first and foremost. But you're talking about your cat being your moon, like
my little baby boy. He gonna get the gator now. He gonna get the gator now.
There's not one letter in what you're saying.
I know now. It's just about jumbled up, boy. And I just love me old baby boy now. Nah. Boy is spelled B-W-O-Y, boy now. Nah. Whatchamacallit. Fucking, I love that. Dude,
oh my God, I was screaming
love talking
for
to my cat like that. I'm just like,
he loves
him
it. He lives for it. He's a Cajun
me.
Man.
I love him so much. I am surrounded by so much love and abundance. And I'm just grateful for
you guys are love.
You sound like me on Molly.
Hey, fans. I'm really excited to tell you about Yo Delta. That's right. We've got a Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high for the entire summer. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, then it is time to stock up and enjoy a summer of Delta 8. What's Delta 8? Well, turns out I am pretty smart, and I'll tell you what it is. Regular THC has a double carbon bond between the 9th and 10th carbon atom. All they did was take that double bond and put it between the 8th and 9th. So it's just a little different, but let's be honest, it's the same. And it works. It's potent, okay? They've sent us vapes, they've sent us gummies, and I like them a lot. In fact, most people, myself included, could not really tell you the difference. So just go to YoDelta.com for high-quality lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that'll get you high and keep you high. So that's YoDelta.com. And if you use our promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. So one more time, guys, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. Get high and thank me. Mwah! Let's get back into the program. What's your coming out story?
Okay. All right. Did you find that apology, by the way?
Looking for it.
She probably scrubbed it.
Do you know what her name is?
No, no one does.
Okay. All right.
That was the only time anyone knew her.
She's the disabled mom.
Yeah. Type in one arm disabled Ari Shaffir apology. That stupid fucking jerk. Anyway, I just hate when people try to exploit shit for sympathy. Fucking sickens me.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
No, I mean this story.
Oh, okay.
Ari made fun of a chick in one of his specials and used their name, and she tried to like make a big stink about it, about how he was trying to ruin her life, and then he was just did what Ari does and not apologize.
Sure.
And it went away immediately. But her apology, like, he basically said she had one arm, she sucked at comedy, and she smelled.
Yeah.
And she made it about that she was gay and fucking...
like a POC.
Disabled. And fucking, yeah.
Yeah. It was so fucking dumb.
Well, I would be like, I don't smell.
Yeah, the
like,
smell thing. That's what really got me.
Yeah.
Well, dude, Lil Nas X is trying to do that. Like, he came out with that satanic shoe with blood.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? And everyone was like, fuck this. But you, Satan is not okay. And then Tony Hawk just came out with a skateboard with a little bit of his blood in it. And he's like, Tony Hawk is a skateboard with blood. And there's no pushback. I wonder why that is. Because I'm a black gay man. It's like, no, dude, you were like using Satan. And everyone was like, be gone, devil. You know? He's not talking about Satan. That's why people are like okay with his blood.
What about Angelina Jolie and her fucking blood? With
her blood vial.
That wasn't satanic.
Right.
People still to this day get weirded out by satanic juju.
Yeah. Tony Hawk was my sexual awakening. And I do want to publicly say that.
Really? Mm.
Tony Hawk, pro skater.
Because you wanted him to kickflip that pussy.
That pussy. That snatch. That snatch. Pussy.
Oh, you want Tony Hawk to go down that pussy now.
She calls her clit the secret tape.
Oh, fuck. Okay, all right. So, coming out, and I can say his name because we were open about it, but Evan Williams, dear friend, used to be my AA sponsor, no longer, still pal, whatever. I take him out, and we go to Paul's Burger Joint on the Lower East Side next to Gem Spa, which no longer exists, and Gem Spa was on the back cover of the New York Dolls' debut album. Anyway,
cool.
So Paul's Burger Joint has, like, shit on the wall. There's, like, a clown in the corner. It's such good fucking smash burgers, whatever. So I'm talking to him, and I'm like, hey, man, like, I got to tell you something, like, you know, and I'm, like, nervous. You know, this is, like, the first time I'm saying this, like, out loud to a friend. I never came out. I was so worried people would disown me. No one would want me in their life, you know, so whatever. So I'm like, look, this is who I am. I'm like, look, man, I got to tell you something. And he's like, dude, are you using again? Like, did you drink? Like, it's all right, man. Like, are you doing pills again? I'm like, nah, man. I think I'm like kind of gay. I've been with men. And right when I said that, the clown in the corner goes, honk, honk. And we just died
really
laughing.
Sorry, that's my boyfriend.
We're like crying laughing. And I took it as a sign from God. That's like, dude, it's not that serious. It's all good. You got love, you know, like it's okay. Mm. And it was just so fucking funny.
That's
like
incredible.
What fucking timing the universe has.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that great? I also have a clown origin story.
What?
Go ahead.
But it's not about me coming out. Mm-hmm. It was my like sixth birthday party. It was in the lobby of the mall. And my mom hired a clown that she was actually a friend of hers that was a clown professionally. And the clown went up to me and like gave me a bunch of kisses on the face.
What?
And she was like, I bet your mom just kisses you all over the face.
What?
And then my mom was like, my mom had a moment to herself where she was like, oh my God, I really don't. I don't give my daughter enough affection. And then from that moment on, she became an affectionate mom.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's but I think you're upbringing. Burying the lead that you got molested in front of your mother by a clown.
In a mall lobby, which makes it worse.
Everything is bad about that.
So flagrant on the clown's part. How many times did he kiss you? Cheek.
It was a woman. Still oh, it, could a wo- be, it can still, still be bad. Weird. But it's bad.
My wife and I went to a concert, and a few rows behind us, there was a really old man with a young guy. And the entire and they're like hugging, and he bought them like snacks, and they're just very affectionate the whole time.
Yeah.
And we're like, this old dude is cleaning up, right? We're like, wow, look at this fucking, look at this romance the whole time. And we went to see Noel Fielding from the Mighty Boosh, who's a British comic, okay. And he brings people up on stage, and he brings the two of them on stage, and we're like, oh, the gay couple's going on stage, and he goes, how do you two know each other? He goes, oh, we're father and son. What? And my wife and I realized that we just had no idea what a father's love looked like. Oh, and we both sat there going, oh, we thought this was a really creepy gay relationship. His dad just loves him and isn't embarrassed to show it in public.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, my mom needed... an instruction from a clown. So.
But
can I tell you that's so sweet that she took that moment, internalized, and made a difference?
Yeah.
You know?
Shout out to my mom. I fucking love her.
But that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Clowns are philanthropists.
Yes.
And they're making a change.
I owe my life to that clown, Jingles.
What is his name?
Jingles.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Jingles.
A woman clown. In this
economy?
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Women can do anything.
It does look like, with the bucket hat and the headphones on top, it looks like you're wearing a bonnet.
I wear a bonnet.
I love it.
Why not?
I can't get enough of that look.
I'm a strong black woman going to bed. I'll wear a bonnet.
It's breaking my heart that you're still wearing my hat. As much as you sweat, I haven't been able to get over it.
Yeah, dog, I'm cucking you.
You are.
Yeah.
And you're maintaining eye contact.
Uh-huh.
I look at the hat, I look at you, you're just looking right through me like, yeah, motherfucker, I got
that. Because I got that
on.
Heavy dick.
No, you're like swinging that heavy dick right now with the hat on.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're displaying a dominance over me.
Yeah. Why don't you go get your snake, Sergio?
Pretty cool.
That's it, dude. I swear to God. Yo, also, when we went to get the snake, fucking, it was right around the time when the fireworks are going off in the city.
Mm.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And some people were like, is this a psyop?
Yeah.
Is it the government? We're finding fireworks that people are dropping off. It's fucking psychological warfare.
I believed every conspiracy theory.
We don't talk about that enough. That happened.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. That was a crazy part.
One night where I was having sex when they were going off, and that was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, the soundtrack of it all.
That's cool.
But every other night, I was having a sleepless night.
Dude, it was
insane. In retrospect, I think people were just bored, got their hands on some fireworks.
I think they were cheap, and so people had a lot.
That's what I think. I think people were, you know, going to Pennsylvania, getting them.
Well, I think what happened was 4th of July came and went. Nobody had big celebrations.
Yeah.
So that shit was just getting around, and it was cheap.
Yeah, like the big ones.
Plus, like Chris from Brooklyn, he also has a show on this network, High Society Radio. He has a great bit about it where he's like, yeah, we went an entire year where stupid people couldn't spend money.
Ah!
There was no tattoo parlors. Like, any of the things stupid people spend their money on
was gone for a year. I shopped nonstop. I loved putting little things
hilarious.
In my carts.
Yo, and that's true because a lot of people don't realize that so many people in New York have a fireworks guy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, dude,
it's like having a snake gun.
You know, like townies in fucking like small towns?
Yeah.
They're New York City townies. They're like New York City hicks.
They're in Bay Ridge.
Black Dominican.
I grew up in New York, born and raised, and my mother used to take me to get fireworks, and it was funny because we used to go to Chinatown, and when you went to Chinatown, they would have them right on the floor, like a little
fireworks.
Chinese lady selling fireworks for dirt cheap, you know, like, but they would hustle each other. You know how like they sell the fake Louis Vuitton? Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So you know how they sell like the fake Louis bags?
Yeah.
They would elbow each other trying to get the sale.
Yeah.
My mother would be like that, like getting jumping jacks from one person, but we felt bad, so we got whistlers from the next, right? But one time we went and we bumped into an Italian dude.
Uh-huh.
And he was like that. I suggest you guys come with me. That's what he said. And like, because everything seemed so unorganized in the street, and they were cracking down on it a little bit. Like, there was cars, so people would wrap up the fireworks, throw it in the bag, run away. He's like, come with me, guys.
I suggest.
I remember. And he had like the slicked hair. He was buttoned down. Me and my mother go. He opens this trap door. We go in this basement, and wall to wall, fireworks. And he just gave us a duffel bag. He said, take what you want, kid.
No.
And he said, give me $50. Take what you want. And my mother gave him 50. And we were just like,
oh, yeah.
Like a Santa Claus bag. But it was a lot more organized.
Right.
Go figure, right? Organized.
$50.
Yeah, he said, give me $50 and then just, you know, fill up this bag.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'd be like, give me $100.
At least. Right.
I mean, the New York Chinese are not known for their organization. Dude, I used to drive a van around in the Bronx delivering food to homeless people. And then one time I took a shift to Chinatown.
I thought you were going
to
say take a shit. I took a shit.
I took a shit.
In the Bronx.
And yo, the Bronx was like everybody lined up. It was like fucking whatever. I would hand out food and mustard packets. They called me the mustard man. And then
I love that.
Fucking in Chinatown, it was like World War Z. It was hordes of people just like, give me, just like taking. And we were trying to get them in lines. They like wouldn't listen. Like Chinatown is just so like,
are you telling
bustle.
Me that Chinese people had no respect, manners, or spatial awareness? It's literally called a Chinese fire drill.
Wow, I forgot about that phrase.
I had a buddy who was Korean growing up. And he went to go visit his family, and he told us that...
He was Korean growing up, and then he changed when he got older.
I had a Korean buddy growing up, and he told me that when Chinese people fly to Korea, on the flight, they gave them a pamphlet on what manners were.
Wow.
Ooh.
And it was basically like, when you want to get by someone, you should say, excuse me, don't push them.
Or spit.
Don't spit in the street.
Yeah. But it's Koreans?
It was Koreans telling, because... We
Koreans
would never
tell
do.
Chinese.
Oh. What airline?
Yeah, Korean. I don't know.
I think they should hand out those pamphlets on the subway to everybody.
Yeah.
But he told me that it was just like, it was such a common thing that when trans people flew to Korea, they were like, this is how you behave in public.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Because there's just such a lack of like manners towards strangers.
That fucking rules.
Huh. Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
A pamphlet.
And also because Korean people are just so blunt about stuff.
They would never
like be like, hey, I have a suggestion. Like, no, this is how you act around people.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is the way That's you behave.
Insane. Yes.
Right. Des Bishop has a funny joke about that because he's like, you know, fluent Chinese and everything. And he's like, it's great. Like, they don't go like, hey, you should lose weight. They go, you are fat. whatchamacallit. Okay. So this is at the height of the fireworks. It's going off all the time. We're like, is this just people getting poor people setting them off, or is this a governmental psyop, whatever? So while Sergio is, you know, snake handling, I'm like, I'm going to do some investigative journalism. So I put my cell phone.
Which, by the way, they give you the snake in like a wonton cup. Speaking of Asian.
Yeah. And also, I didn't know.
I bought a hermit crab in a Chinese food takeout thing once. A
couple of holes in there.
Yeah, dude. I thought you were going to have a huge thing. It was like the snake was like this a little big. Oh, I got pictures of us holding it. I can show you.
He's huge now.
Anyway, I bet. So
he just leans on a tank like this. I'm like, fuck up those cats one day.
Yo, he makes me hold a snake when I go to his house, and I hate it.
Oh, that's cool.
I would do that.
I would do that. Big deal.
I think snakes are cool. I really like them.
Field trip to Sergio's. Woo! So, dude, I put my phone in my pocket. I hit record, and I'm like, so, who's buying these fireworks? And the woman's like, whoever they want. She's like Russian, not like whatever. And I'm like, there are a lot of police coming in here buying them and then, you know, like planting them. And she's like, I do not know. And I'm like, I bet you.
Yeah. Blink twice.
And the conversation just meandered. It went on so long. I didn't get what I wanted. And walk into the car, I just sadly deleted the video.
20 minutes of fucking video.
Yeah, dude. I thought I was going to post it. It was going to go viral. Like fucking, you know, local Hasidic man breaks gates. You know? But fucking, what can you do? I don't know. That was so fun, man.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love little adventures like that.
Yeah.
You always say yes. I've been working on that. Like just saying yes to things.
Any trip out of the city is always
Gabby
fun.
And I went to a commune this weekend.
We did.
What?
She said, do you want to go to a commune? And I said yes.
A lesbo commune?
It was kind of a commune for all.
It was actually mostly heterosexual. It was deeply white heterosexual.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, when you said commune, I thought you meant like a nunnery.
You mean like a convent?
Thank you. Convent.
Yeah, a covenant.
Convent.
A covenant
is a promise. A convent is where nuns are.
Sure. And a commune is a piece of land.
So was it like a
well, you explain
people
it
like shared land? Yes. What is it?
Explain. So basically,
is this like a communist utopia?
It could be. It's like this upstate, this group of people inherited a plot of land. They're all architects and they design tree houses on the land and have a sustainable farm and they throw a festival once a year.
What?
With bands and free booze.
Playing like garage rock.
Yeah. I fucked a drummer. Not to brag.
I made out with a DJ.
That's true.
No way.
You should say his name.
Should I?
Shout him out.
Say his name because it's so funny.
His name is Coast.
Like East and West.
What?
Yeah. Coast.
You hooked up with a guy named Coast.
We were there for 2 hours. Savannah came up to me and she went, bye.
That rules.
He was 9 feet tall as far as I was concerned.
And you slept in a treehouse.
And then I got to sleep in one of the treehouses.
You got railed in a treehouse?
I didn't get railed. I didn't get railed. But we kissed.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Did he want to go further and you put a kibosh on it?
He actually stopped it the first night. And the second night, I stopped it.
Why?
I started my period.
The first day, period sex is not fun. It's just the first day. I would do it any other day except the first day.
You know, am I bloated? What?
It wasn't even that I was bloated. I just didn't want to sort of carnage all over the treehouse.
Yeah, it's our new treehouse, you know?
It would attract bears.
Yeah, exactly that.
I told my girlfriend when she gets her period and she gets bloated, I like it because it's just more of her to love.
Oh,
kill yourself, dude.
The fact that when you say he was like a really tall guy, picture him like walking towards the treehouse and just picking you out of it. Putting you back in.
Now wait.
Was he really that tall?
He looked really tall, I'm honest. I'll be honest.
I'm short and he's tall,
so it was sort of just like just directly up.
Now wait. Why did you stop at the first night? No, why did he stop at the first night?
I don't know.
I think we were all on drugs.
We were all just like, we weren't.
Whoa, not what drugs?
Not the first night, true.
Are you guys in ketamine and stuff?
Nah.
I do want to do ketamine, but it wasn't ketamine.
Oh, y'all weren't shrooms?
It was shrooms, all day shrooms. But the first day, I was smacked to hell on cider.
Oh, we were all pretty blacked out, I think.
And I think he maybe just didn't, it maybe, I don't know.
Couldn't.
I actually, no.
He stopped in the middle of it.
They were like making out and they just
We were making out on the bed. What it is, he was getting too fucked up. He was sharing his, I think so. But he was sharing his treehouse with his music partner.
Yeah.
So you could say that there was another.
It was a double treehouse.
You could say that's the show.
You could say that he was sharing it with another couple and we were making out in absolute silence.
I love that.
Yep.
I fucked in the shower.
I mean, what the fuck? You hooked up with a DJ named Coast that was sharing a treehouse.
Yeah. Any questions?
You're living in a Rudyard Kipling novel.
He was very nice.
Are you going to talk to him again?
That's nice. I'm talking to him right now.
Oh, that's so fun.
Does he live in the treehouse?
He doesn't live in the... He's there right now, actually. But...
Yeah.
Not forever.
He lives in Bushwick, which is a treehouse.
Bushwick is a treehouse.
I think you fucked a bird.
Congrats!
I fucked a bird! Hell yeah! Okay, bucket
list. That's the show. That was great. Let's call it, man.
All right, guys, that's the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to our guests, Sergio Chacon, Gabby Bryan, and Savannah Desormeaux.
Yes.
You guys are absolutely the best. Please follow them on social media. Go see them live. Check out their shows. And on behalf of Ian Finance, this is Zach Mika saying, bye, guys!
Oh, that's cool.
All right, knuckleheads, before we get out of here, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. This week, we are highlighting the OGs my favorites, the Legion of Skanks, with their hosts, Big J. Okerson, Louis J. Gomez, and Dave Smith. These guys are the best. If it weren't for them, none of this would exist. If I could give them a million kisses a day, I would. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find your podcasts. Here's a clip.
Start a Barbra Streisand podcast.
Good.
We should talk about our beauty.
Wings.
Touch me. It's so easy to leave.
You gonna make me do it myself?
I'll make him do the entire song karaoke right now, please. All can we do it?
Is there anyone with more range than Big J? You could do Barbra and Slayer.
Days in the sun. Do Barbra as Slayer. Go.
It's probably an old Puerto Rican lady you like that we don't like.
I want to say it.
No one wants to see me just sing.
I
want
to say it.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory?
We're going to do the whole song.
She is smiling alone.
Jay, there's some pretty tough notes in this song.
No, there's not.
I want to sing.
In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet.
Oh, it's a beautiful like song. A
and the wind.
They played this at Dave's Bris. I haven't heard it since, but it comes right back.
Memories all alone in the moonlight. I can dream of the old days.
Mark Norman always has his voice.
Life was beautiful then. I remember the time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again.
This song kicks in.
Oh, this song is so great, dude.
Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning.
I feel like we've done this exact thing before.
Someone mutters and the street lamps gutter.
Are we stuck in a time warp?
And soon it will be morning.
Ooh, can we do Rocky Horror Time Warp next?
Daylight, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think of a new life, and I mustn't give in. When the dawn comes tonight, will be a memory.
Is it weird that I'm just hearing pig sounds? Does that mean I'm anti-Semitic?
And a new day will begin.
Now let's go, people.
All right.
This is where it gets big.
Hold on, this is actually, never mind, this is where there's a music interlude.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
No, but you have to build up to it.
Did you hear about the pig they left on the rabbi's porch in Jersey?
What?
Yeah, that's where I got the idea. Pig sounds.
Burned out and of smoky days, the still cold smell of morning.
Is Peter Steele of Typo Negative singing now?
Street lamp dies, another night is over. Another day is dawning.
Hold in there, Bobby.
Touch me, it's so easy to leave me all alone with the memory of my days in the sun. If you touch me, you'll understand what happiness is. Look, a new day has begun.
Give me 100 guesses of how this show is going to go.
That's Legion of Skanks, dude.
Yeah, unpredictable.